We continue to pray across America. Today, we focus on Georgia and Michigan. Father, we lift up Georgia, with capital Atlanta, population over 10.7 million, founded in 1732 as the last of the 13 colonies, with a rich history of Native Americans, colonial settlement, the Civil War, and civil rights milestones. We thank you that this first publication of a Cherokee newspaper, the Cherokee Phoenix, came out in 1828, allowing them to have a voice. We thank you that it's the youngest of the 13 states named after George II, the King of Britain, and has gone through five capitals, and now it is Atlanta. It is also, Father, and we pray for all those that live there in Sandy Springs that are Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies, including UPS, Rubbermaid, Mercedes-Benz, Cox Communications, and CBS, besides many others. So we lift up this beautiful state of Georgia, who provides peaches and all sorts of other things. You are our God. You reveal to us the mystery of your gospel. Your word says in Colossians 1, 26 through 27, this mystery has been hidden, but you reveal it to your saints. You make known to us the riches of your glory, and that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. We pray that this mystery is revealed across the state of Georgia, from the mountains in the north to the swamplands of the south, from the east coast of the Atlantic Ocean to the banks of the Chattahoochee River in the west. Let your glory flow across this state like the waters of the Altamaha, the Chattahoochee, the Flint, the Ocmulgee, the Oconee, the Savannah, and St. Mary's Rivers. Holy Spirit, work in them as we seek you in prayer and as we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You, Jesus Christ, is Lord of Georgia. We continue on in lifting up Michigan. We thank you, this big community with the capital of Lansing, the population over 10 million, the 10th most populous in the U.S. and attained its statehood in 1837. We are grateful that it became the 26th state to join the nation. A beautiful place named after Michigamma, a Chippewa word from the Native Americans, meaning large lake, and it is borders four of the Superior Lakes. It has about 65,000 inland lakes and ponds. An underwater crucifix is known as the Cross in the Woods, which was placed in the lake as a memorial in the 60s. We pray and lift up the Arab American community in that location, and it's the largest in the United States with many mosques. Father, just like you have done in Iran, the fastest growing Christian community in the world, we pray the same will happen in Michigan. We pray that people will come to know Christ through encounters with you. We lift up your promises from Jeremiah 33, 6 through 9 over Michigan. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to Michigan, that you will heal your people, let them enjoy abundant peace and security. You will bring Michigan back from captivity and will rebuild as it was before. Cleanse Michigan from all the sin its people have committed against you, and forgive them all their sins of rebellion against you. Then the state will bring you renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things they do for you, and that they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace that you provide for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are Lord of Michigan.